And now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg has negotiated a little deal in which he's become the silent partner in Mr. Way's new chicken business. Orianne's going to be the open partner who does the selling, and Mr. Way's going to do the raising of the stock. And Molly's going to be the silent partner who, Jake says, never keeps quiet. But all this is not so important as the fact that Orianne refused two offers of help from young Dr. Cater, and Dr. Cater's upset. And at least one of the Goldbergs is aware of it. Listen, it's after dinner, and...
You know what she's doing.
You want me to help you with the drinking, Ma? Oh, take your time, Reggie. All right, Ma. Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Leland. Just 1 minute. It's for you, Ma. For me? Uh-huh. I'm coming. Look out for me. Look out for me from the night, please. Look out.
Do your lesson,
Sylvia,
yeah, please, so you shouldn't be up the middle of the night with composition,
oh,
please.
Yeah.
Hello? Yes, Mrs. Leland?
Who's on the phone?
Oh,
yes. David's mother, Pa.
Yes, then will you be home?
Sammy, help me with my homework.
Yes. It's your homework, not mine.
Oh, yes. I could never ask you for anything.
Please, silence when I'm on the telephone, please. Okay, okay, I can listen to you and I can listen to what's on the opposite side.
Right.
Yeah. Hello? You're just a little beside me. Yes. How are you? Yes. How's everything here going? Uh-huh. Huh? That's good. That's good. David is still by Dr. Katie's father's house. Well, if you wish me to stroll over to him. All right. All right. Then you step off and you bring the child. All right. And how does the contract go? Well, I'm glad. I'm very glad, and I'm very pleased. All right. Goodbye.
Are you sure that you don't want me to help you with the dishes, Ma?
Just fix the central piece, please, and straighten out the room. I don't like that.
All right.
Calm down, please. And please, Robin, please don't let me make your composition.
I know. I'm just thinking, Ma.
All right.
Sir, the paper, please. How is it you're not helping Mama with the dishes?
She's finished with them, Paul.
Before she was finished.
You heard me ask Mama if she wanted me to help her.
Whose friend do you ask?
Mama, darling, didn't I ask you if you wanted me to help you with the dishes?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you asked me. And absolutely, I said not. So why don't you do your composition?
I'm going to do it right now.
Why didn't you do it before?
I haven't any ideas.
That's nothing new.
Quiet. What ideas do you need? Take your foot off. Give Mama the chair.
Oh, see Mama.
Chair, thank you very much. What idea do you need for me?
I want to write something that'll give my teacher an idea of my powers of observation.
Well, you can write about...
What?
When the clock strikes 7 and the dessert plates are emptied and you see your mother putting her apron on, you immediately know the dishes have to be...
Stop it, Mama, please. And if somebody please, Samuel, please. And that's it enough. Please, give me one quiet moment, please.
You're getting nervous, Molly.
Why am I nervous?
Forget the task, and I'll give you a game.
Okay.
If I had my homework done, I could play, too.
So get finished, and then you'll play, too.
I could write about Mr. Way.
What would you write?
I don't have to tell you, do I?
Rosie.
Well, I don't. Well,
maybe I could help you.
There, the cop.
Well, what would you write if you were writing about Mr. Way?
I would write about Dr. Christopher Cater, Jr.
There, the cop.
I got the cop.
And what would you write about Dr. Cater?
What Dr. Cater?
If we are going to play, let's play.
All right. Let's play. I have to tassel first, no? Who's tassel? All right. Let me tassel already. I'll tassel. What, about Dr. Cater?
Well, Rosie's writing the composition,
right.
Not me.
Stop already. Pick up the top.
Wait, I gotta deal them out first, no? Gotta be playing Casino or Dissipation?
Casino.
Casino comes four for everybody, and four in the central piece. All right. So you're gonna do your homework, Rosalind?
I don't wanna go upstairs, Mom.
But how can you concentrate here?
Well, let us stay downstairs.
Just stay downstairs, no? You're playing, family?
I don't care.
Are you playing or are you not?
I'm playing.
So play.
So let us see here what's to play. Let's see. Pick up your cards. Let's see what I got here. I brought some utensil case. I didn't know. I'm so used to playing participation. I forgot already how you play casino.
I don't know what to write.
You play, Mom.
How can I know what my powers of observation are if there's nothing to observe?
You ever hear of Cézanne?
Yes, I did. He was a French painter.
Yeah, he used to paint pictures of apples.
So what?
Nothing.
Him?
He used to paint pictures of bananas, peaches, tables. He used to paint anything.
So what?
He never said he had nothing to observe.
Well, I'm not a painter.
We are playing cards, Rosie.
I play, huh?
Your play, Sammy. Play out. Play out? What did you put on?
Yeah.
Now, I want to... Wait a minute, I have something to build here. And I want to build here. Oh, 4 and 3, 4 and 3, 7. Oh, I didn't take that card. 4 and 3, 7, 4 and 3, 7, so I'll take him before somebody else built on me. So.
What can I say about Mr. Wade? That he was once in prison?
Well, that's not observation. What kind of a man is he?
How should I know?
Well, if you wanted to write about Mr. Wade, you'd have to start off with Dr. Cater.
Why is it, Dr. Cater?
Are we playing cards or information, please?
You're playing cards, Dick. You're playing cards. You're taking. You're taking now, Sammy.
Okay.
Why, Dr. Cater?
Use a little of your powers of observation, Ma.
Why don't you say what you mean?
Why don't you keep your eyes open?
Just give me a hint, then.
A hint? It's as plain as anything.
Please.
Oh. Dr. Cater?
How do you do, Dr. Cater?
Come in, Doctor.
Hello.
We're just playing casino.
Mrs. Leland back yet?
No, Mrs. not back yet, no.
Well, doesn't she know David is at my house?
Yes, she knows. She knows David is with your father, yes. She called up recently on the telephone, and I told her, and she knows.
Hmm.
Sit down, Dr. Cater.
No, thanks. I was just walking by, and I thought I'd tell Mrs. Leland that David is still waiting for her to come and get him.
Oh, well, maybe I'll go over and get the child.
No, you don't have to bother. I don't see why it has to take all day and all night to get a contract signed.
Well, it's not that it takes all day and that it takes all night. It's only that Orion and Mr. Ray, they were invited to dinner by Mr. Spinberg, the lawyer.
Dinner. A nice partnership. It's too bad I can't move back to the country in order to watch this extraordinary combination. The ex-millionaire and the ex-lady set up in a nice little chicken business. It's really very touching. The perfect example of democracy in action. Only I hope that Mrs. Leland, in her enthusiasm, doesn't forget that her first duty is towards her son, towards David, and that she doesn't have to be excessively patriotic and devoted to the chicken business. Chicken. Business and with Mr. Way. I can't think of anything more comic. Well, it's no use my trying to give anybody my advice. After all, I have nothing to do with it. I was just walking by and I wanted her to know that her son was still alive and over at my father's house. Good night.
Good night. Where's the pencil?
Where's the pencil?
Where's the pencil?
Where's the pencil? Where's
it, please?
Is that what you meant, Sammy?
What?
Apples, oranges, and bananas?
Yes.
Apples right in front of you?
Well, what's the apple flat?
I've got a title for my composition, Sammy.
What is it?
Who's going to psychoanalyze the psychoanalyst?
And when things get so obvious that even young Rosie Goldberg can see what's going on, then we can safely say that Dr. Cater has burned all his psychological bridges behind him and has simply, humanly, fallen in love.